and millions of people will be watching the iconic Sydney Harbour light up as the world rings in the new year. And here to discuss the upcoming New Year's Eve event, creative director of Fotti International Fireworks and the main man behind the fireworks celebrations is Fortunato Fotti. How are you doing, man?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Yeah, awesome. I've just found out that you've been in charge of this for 25 years, which is really cool.
Yeah, look, we've been fortunate enough to be able to do it over the last 25 years, and hopefully we can do it for another 25.
Yeah, how'd you get into it, and what's like the process of creating the firework display?
Well, I'm seventh generation in the fireworks industry.
Cool.
Family dates back to 1793. I've got my kids and my nieces and nephews that are working now, so they're the eighth generation. So it's very much a family tradition.
Yeah.
That has continued over the years, and we enjoy what we do, and hopefully the work that we do is reflected come New Year's Eve.
Yeah, and what goes into planning the Sydney Harbour fireworks? Do you start at the beginning of the year, or do you start about halfway through the year?
It's pretty much 12 months in the planning. By the time for the manufacture of the fireworks takes about 8 to 9 months, and then all the prep work and the design, that's about 4 months worth of work. So it's a fairly long process. We have 50 crew working over a 10-day period on site, getting the bridge, the opera house, the barges, the buildings all ready for the event. We know New Year's Eve happens on New Year's Eve, and we need to make sure that it does go off when it's supposed to.
Yeah, and so many people are working on it at the moment, right? As we speak, you're currently working on it.
Yeah, we've got 50 crew working on it. As I said, we're at the moment setting up the Sydney Harbour Bridge and setting up the barges. And that'll continue for the rest of the week leading up to the 31st. The Opera House will start getting bumped in around the 28th, 29th.
Yeah.
And the rest of the stuff gets done on the day. So yeah, there's a fair bit of work, a fair bit of logistics involved. But we've got in excess of 13,000 aerial fireworks.
Yeah.
25,000 ground-based effects.
Jeez. And you're surely a pro at it by now, being doing it for 25 years.
it never gets dull. We've got, you can't do an event of this scale without having a good crew. And I reckon we've probably got one of the finest crews in the world that, they give up their time. It's, we all work weekends, public holidays. They do need a shout out for the work that they're doing to get it all ready.
Oh, you just got me thinking, when the fireworks do go off, where are you? Are you running around trying to make sure everything goes off at the right time? Or are you sitting in like a nice little penthouse watching it
go off? Each location has its own operator and assistant.
Yeah.
And they're controlling that particular location. I myself just in event control that just oversees and just to make sure that if anyone's got any issues, we can sort it out.
Yeah.
Everyone knows what they've got to do, and they come together and we'll start taking out all the barges around 3 o'clock on the day.
Okay.
And getting them in position and do the 9 o'clock show, then the midnight one.
Awesome. And the last few years we've experienced COVID and restrictions and everything like that. But, this year it's different. There is no restrictions. What can Aussies expect for this New Year's fireworks?
Yeah, look, the last couple of years have been a bit strange for fireworks and people watching fireworks. 2020, there was no crowd at all. It was just basically for a television event.
Yeah.
Last year was limited crowds. But I think this year it's back to the full scope. We've got the full complement of barges and locations. There's the eight minute show at 9 o'clock for family or fallen country.
Then
the midnight 12 minute show from the Sydney Opera House, the Sydney Harbour Bridge, four buildings, and seven barge locations. So, there's a bit happening, as I said, over 13,000 aerial fireworks that are synchronized to the soundtrack over 18,000 individual fireworks views.
And how did you organize the First Nations one, the one that's happening at 9 p.m.? How'd that come about?
Uh, Yeah, that's that comes together with a creative ideas from the city, and we just with a soundtrack that's specifically written for Calling Country, and you know, we try and match the mood of the music with the mood of the fireworks.
Yeah, that's a cool job, I reckon.
Well, I like it, so as long as I like it, it doesn't really matter, does it?
Yeah, definitely. And just before I let you go, I want to ask you, what is the best spot to see the fireworks in the harbour? Where's the best spot, you reckon?
Look, pretty much anywhere on the foreshore. Yeah. You know, the barges run from Cockatoo Island all the way down to Shark Clark Island and everywhere in between. So they're all mirror images of each other, so you're not really missing out. So if you can see the harbour, you can see the fireworks.
Awesome. I want to thank you so much, Fortunato, for coming on to SCR Brekkie this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I wish you all the best with setting up all the fireworks.
Cheers. I hope you enjoy.